If you're currently trying to find a fulfilling career path or secure a new role, this episode of the podcast is for you. Because in today's episode, I'm breaking down five different types of clarity that you need to find a fulfilling career and successfully job search. And for each of them, I share why you need them and how it changes or makes your job search more effective. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, and I share insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. Let's dive in. Hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. If you are a regular listener on this podcast, you might have already heard the last two episodes where I talk about the number one thing or the only thing really that you need to have a successful job search, which is clarity. And I shared how a lack of clarity can show up in your job search. If you haven't listened to those two episodes yet, I definitely recommend that you listen to them because you will find them helpful if you have been job searching, submitting job applications with no luck. Those two episodes really help you clarify what might be going wrong or how you might be missing clarity, which is keeping you from securing more interviews and securing more job offers. Continuing with that thread of the importance of clarity in securing an aligned job with a salary increase, today I'm talking about the five different types of clarity that you need to have a successful job search. So I'm breaking up the five types of clarity that you need to successfully get more interviews when you submit applications, secure an offer that doesn't require you to start over in your career or even go backwards with your salary. So let's get into these five types of clarity that you need in your job search. The first type of clarity that you need is values clarity. You absolutely must be super clear about what your values are if you want to have a successful job search and find a fulfilling career that you can thrive in and experience work-life balance, experience opportunities for advancement and growth in your career. And here's why. First, your values refer to those sort of, I call them like your compass in life, your core work boundaries. So what you will and will not stand for in the world of work. Specifically, when I say compass in life, we definitely have life values and career values. Those often overlap. But what I found after working with hundreds of women at this point is a lot of times, actually, I just had a call with a client I'm going to be working with one-on-one. And I asked her, you know, if I asked you to tell me what your values are, would you be able to? And she was like, yeah, I think so. And then she said, family. She said two more things. She said three things. I don't remember all of them. And she paused and said, well, none of those are actually related to career. I'm like, yeah. And that's not abnormal because most people often don't stop to think about their values in the context of their work and the world of work. So when I say values, you have to understand when it comes to work, when it comes to your career, what do you value? What is important to you? What is your compass that guides you in your career? Because if you pause and think about your career and think about different times at work where you have felt violated, where you have felt really upset or offended or dismissed in work or at work, if you trace those feelings down to an event or an interaction, what you will realize is that a value of yours was violated. A value was violated, which is why you ended up feeling upset, devalued, dismissed, whatever other words I said earlier. So your values help you understand what you will and will not stand for in the world of work. In addition to your values helping you identify your boundaries at work, your values also help you identify what industries will make the most sense for you. Your values will help you clarify what industries will you actually thrive in when you're doing your work. Because what you have to realize is that when it comes to your career, or when it comes to jobs, I should say, when it comes to jobs in general, almost every industry has almost every job. Now, not all, and that's why I'm saying almost, but almost every industry has some kind of HR person, has some kind of finance person, probably has a project manager, probably has a operations person, a human, like a lot of different roles are involved in a lot of different industries. So it's often not enough to just say, oh, I want to be a marketing specialist. Well, the work of a marketing specialist in the education industry is going to look different from the work of a marketing specialist in the tech industry, in the healthcare industry. And the speed, and this is where I'm coming to with the values, is across all those industries, the pace at which they work, the things that they prioritize changes from industry to industry. So for example, if you are someone who says honesty and integrity is a value of yours, then you might not feel totally comfortable working in industries that require you to bill clients. And then maybe there's an organization who allows you to fob the hours that you're billing, because you might start to think, okay, this is not me actually operating in integrity. This is not me actually being honest in the way that I work. Or if, let's say, you value diversity and you value being in an organization that has a diverse thought leadership, diverse individuals, diverse, you know, people, and you end up in an industry that's still largely non-diverse. And that could go either way, largely white, largely Black, largely Hispanic. But let's be honest, we're in America. Most places are going to be largely white. The tech industry might not be ideal for you at this phase of your career if diversity is super important to you, because the tech industry is not very diverse right now. Let's be candid. I'm recording this in 2024. Maybe a few years down the line, that might change. But as of now, it's not very diverse. So when you understand and when you have clarity about your values, when you have clarity about what is important for you at work, then it makes it easier for you to understand which industries will be most aligned and which industries you will thrive in. So when I say, what are your values? It can be anything from diverse. So if I'm thinking, and now I'm about to say, like when I think of a lot of the clients I work with, a similar theme and pattern of values usually come up. There's a ton of them out there. And when I work with my clients, we do an assessment. We do a clarity assessment to very quickly identify non-negotiable values. And over my three and a half years doing this so far, I've seen a pattern in the types of values that my clients tend to prioritize. So examples of values might be diversity, independence, honesty and integrity, moral fulfillment, high compensation expected, work-life balance, family, creativity, fun and humor. Those are all types of or specific values that you might hold dear when it comes to your career. Values that a organization absolutely cannot violate. Otherwise, you will be unhappy in the work that you're doing. When I talk about values being important, the other thing your values do is it keeps you from settling in your career. So I think of a client I worked with a few years ago, Candace. And Candace is someone who was job searching for a few months and opportunities came her way. Right? Like as she was job searching, people, recruiters were reaching out to her, trying to pull her in. She had a couple of interviews. But because she was clear about her values, she was able to audit every role that came her way to determine if she would actually be fulfilled doing the work. And I remember when she was done, when she secured a role while increasing her salary, when we were talking about her experience, she talked about how one of the things that helped her to not settle in her job search was having clarity about her values, because she had identified what her boundaries were. Because she had identified what was important to her, she did not just take any old job that came her way. She prioritized roles that aligned with her values. The second type of clarity that you need to find a fulfilling career and successfully job search is skills clarity. You need to be clear about the skills that you want to use in your career. The key word that I want you to hone in on here is want to use. Because if you are like most of the women I work with, you have probably been in your career for 5 or more years, which means you have developed a ton of skills at this point in your career. If you are a woman of color, if you're a Black woman, Hispanic woman, Asian woman, there's also a high chance, or I would even say a woman in a male-dominated industry, there's a high chance that over your years of working, your role has shifted. So they haven't changed the title. They probably haven't changed the salary, but they've added more responsibilities, new responsibilities. So your actual role and what you've been doing has shifted over time, which means you have developed a ton of skills, not just what you went to college for, not just what you got a certificate in, not just what you were trained for, because all of that is information, knowledge, not skills. You have developed actual work skills if you've been working for any length of time. And when you have developed a ton of skills, there are things that you become good at just by nature of doing them for time, right? Like that's the way the world of work works, is that the more you practice anything, so not even the world of work, that's the way the world works, period. The more you practice anything, the better you get at it. And so in your career, you might have been assigned tasks that maybe you were the only one who could do it. And so the more you did it, the better you got at it. And then they started assigning you to, you know, train people on it, to lead onboarding on it, whatever it may be. My point is you were good at it. But just because you're good at something doesn't mean you actually enjoy doing it. Let me bring that back. Just because you're good at something doesn't mean you enjoy it. So as it relates to your skills, because you've been working for a number of years, you have likely developed a ton of skills that you are good at, but don't actually enjoy. So you absolutely need to get clear on what are the skills you enjoy using. I call these your high power skills. These are the skills that make you feel strong, powerful, confident when you use them. When you use these skills to do work tasks, you feel energized. You feel good about yourself. You feel smart, so to speak. Even if you're just developing the skill, you still feel good about it. Your high power skills is what will help you identify what roles you will thrive in, what roles you will actually enjoy doing. If you are someone who is trying to change careers, this is especially important for you. If you're trying to make a pivot, do something else, a different role, go into a different industry, this skills clarity is especially important because more often than not, when you're job searching, it is super easy to just tap into the skills you've been using and just have this brain dump of, here are all the skills I have. I'm just going to see what job aligns with this, and then I'm just going to apply. But that doesn't work. All that's going to do is lead you to more jobs that's like what you're doing right now, which is what you're trying to leave. But when you pause and get clear on what are the skills you enjoy using and how are those skills transferable to other roles in industries, then it makes it easier for you to figure out where you want to pivot into, what skills you have that will go across different contexts. And then it makes it easier for you to market yourself as someone who can do the job, because then you're speaking to your skills that you will use to be successful in the new job and not just speaking about the responsibilities and the skills you used to do your old job. So skills clarity is especially important for you if you're trying to make a pivot in your career. But for everyone in general, when you are clear about the skills you enjoy using, when you are clear about the skills you have that are transferable, it's so much easier for you to market yourself for roles. So much easier. Because now you can talk about your skills in a way that helps the hiring manager or the recruiter see you in the job they're hiring for. So your skills is how you're able to say, hey, because I can do this, then I'll be able to do this work task successfully. So let me use an example. I have a client who just made a transition into instructional design. One of the skills that she has is the ability to develop curriculum, to build curriculum, and to put together evaluations and assessments. Because we were going into instructional design, we were able to talk about her skill of putting together trainings and curriculum and how that will help her do better in creating, developing other trainings, other instructions, other curriculum for the role that she was applying for. Now, she also had a ton of other skills like leading trainings, communication, but the leading trainings one is one that wasn't relevant to the instructional design role. So we didn't talk about that skill as much in her resume or emphasize it as much when she was interviewing. When you have skills clarity, you know which of your experiences you need to highlight and bring to the forefront when you're job searching to help you decide what role to transition into and help you market yourself for that role once you figure it out. The third type of clarity that you need to find a fulfilling career and have a successful job search is goal clarity. You need clarity about your goals to successfully find a fulfilling career and job search to land a new job. what role is this job playing in the larger picture of your career? As a matter of fact, let me even back up. Do you want a job or a career? This is something I teach my clients where we talk about the difference between a job and a career. A job is usually short term with short term goals, really about making money, really about just being, having a way of bringing in income for now. Your career, on the other hand, is an amalgamation of everything that you've done. Multiple jobs, training, certificates. It has opportunities for growth, for advancement on that track. So when you're job searching, you have to stop and even ask yourself, am I looking for a job that I'll be in for like a year and a half? Or am I looking for a career? Meaning I'm starting with this job, but I want to keep growing on this track. I want opportunities for advancement. I want to build community here. I want to go deeper and develop expertise in this area. Because that goal that you have, whether it's job searching or, whether it's securing a job or securing a career, that goal will even help you understand which roles to look at and how to market yourself for those roles. Not to mention, when you have goal clarity, you are able to talk about your future in a role, on a career path within an organization a lot better in interviews. An interview is a place where you market yourself for the role that you're going for. So when you have clarity about your goals, you're able to speak about what you're going to add to the organization long term in a more comprehensive way that will be more compelling to hiring managers and recruiters and lead to you landing more offers. When you're clear about your goals, it reduces frustration because you're not applying for jobs that don't really fit in your trajectory. You're not getting job offers that don't fit with the trajectory you're trying to start or attain in your career. When you're clear about your goals, it allows you to be laser focused on your job search in terms of, this is the role I want. This is why I want this role. This is where I'm hoping this role is going to take me in my career. So you need clarity about your goals to have a successful job search and even land a job in a career path that you find fulfilling. The other thing about goals clarity is that it allows you to differentiate, audit, and pick between multiple roles a lot easier and a lot clearer. I think about a client of mine who just secured or landed a new job offer, and she had to decide between two roles. One was a continuation, like an advancement role on the track that she was in, and one was almost like a parallel move, but to doing something else. And we talked a lot about how she was struggling a little bit with external voices, external validations, about how going up the ladder felt to her like the right thing, what she should do, what makes sense. And I'm doing these air quotes because I hate the word should. Whenever you're shoulding yourself, it's an external message, not really what you want internally or what you truly desire. But anyway, she had to decide between these two roles. And when she had clarity about her goal, which was for her, she was not happy on the path she was on. She wanted to leverage some more creative skills. It helped her identify which of those two roles to go with, because she recognized that one of them, yes, while it was advancing on her current track, she needed to leave that track because she wasn't helpful or she wasn't happy. And really, she was only wanting that because she thought it would satisfy her mentors, her family. It wasn't what she truly desired. Meanwhile, this other role that was more of like a parallel ladder shift was more aligned with the creativity she wanted to do in her career. It had the kind of company that she wanted to work with, the company culture. When she did the interviews, she was excited about the team. They were excited about her because she knew what her goal was, which was to transition into a different role, different from what she was doing, leveraging some specific skill sets. It made it so much easier for her to identify which of the two offers to go between. So when you're clear about your goals, if you're ever in that position where you have multiple opportunities coming your way, it makes it so much easier for you to identify which of these opportunities do I truly want to go with. And then the fourth type of clarity that you need is industry clarity. You absolutely need to be clear about the industry or industries that you're trying to target. And usually when you're job searching, I say you want to stick to between 3 to 5 industries, no more than that. So one role, if you haven't listened to 2 episodes before this where I talk about the one thing you need to secure an aligned job, that's the, I think it's episode 80. We talk about how you need radical focus and the one specific role you're applying for. So in addition to the one specific role, what industry are you trying to get into? When you are clear about your industry or the industry you're trying to enter, marketing yourself for that role that you're applying for, the roles you're applying for, is so much easier. When you know the industry you're trying to go into, now you can speak their language. Different industries have different language that they speak. The education industry is one where I always tell women who have come out of education, you know, we're used to using certain acronyms, IEPs, 504s, like just acronyms that might not make sense in other industries. Or even something as basic as some industries might refer to clients as clients and others might refer to them as customers. Others might refer to them as stakeholders. Even just understanding the language that an industry uses allows you to walk into your job search speaking that language. And when you speak that language, it makes it easier for hiring managers and recruiters to see you in the industry. Easy for them to say, okay, this person already can fit in here. They understand how we speak. They understand what we say. So when you understand the language of an industry, what are the key terms that they use? What are the key metrics they look out for success? How do they address one another? Whatever it may be, every industry has a different language. So when you're clear about the industry you want to go into, you can start trying to look at the patterns in language when you're looking at different job postings or even just doing your research to identify the language that they speak and then infuse that language in your resume, on your cover letter, on your LinkedIn profile, when you're interviewing, when you're talking to recruiters. You speak the language and you position yourself as someone who's already ready to enter that industry. The other important part of having industry clarity is that it makes it so much easier for you to make requests to your network. When you're job searching, you absolutely need to be having conversations. You absolutely need to be tapping into your contacts and your network and asking for support. Why do I say that? Because only about 40% of available jobs are ever posted online. I don't know if you knew that stat, but if you did it, now you know. When you look at job boards like LinkedIn, Indeed, Monster, Glassdoor, whatever it is that you use, the jobs that you see listed online are only about 40% of the actual job market. Not to mention that those aren't all always legitimate job postings. So there's something that's happening now where we're seeing what I call ghost postings, where it's posted, but they're not really hiring. And I literally, one of my clients was recently in this situation where we were looking at roles for her and her job had come up with an organization and the way it was posted. So I was seeing things like the salary band was really large. They wrote like 2 to 3 different other job titles as them hiring for those roles under one specific job posting and they weren't all related. There were like 2 more things. I don't remember what it was, but I remember saying to her, you know what? Before you apply to this job, I want you to reach out to a contact or a recruiter at this organization just to confirm that they're applying for this role because the posting just seemed fishy, so to speak. And she came back to me 2 weeks later. She had spoken to the recruiter and she's like, you were right. They were not hiring for that role. That was more of like a wide just call they put out there to fill up their like sort of like their funnel, like potential people they might hire in the future. But they were not actively hiring that right now, even though my client was actively looking for a role right now. So when you are job searching, and I diverged a bit here, the reason why your network is so important is that they can tap into roles that may have not been posted online yet. They can identify roles that people have not yet, companies have not yet posted online, or roles that maybe they know will be posted. Oh, this job is going to be posted in a month, in 2 months. And they can help you connect and send your resume and pretty much shoot to the front of the line of applicants. The client I was mentioning earlier who was trying to pick between 2 roles, both of those roles she found by having conversations. It wasn't aimlessly scrolling on LinkedIn or Indeed. So let me now circle back to industry clarity. The reason why having clarity about your industry is so important is that you can ask, or better ask, your network for help. You can better say, hey, if you come across a project management role in the federal government or a nonprofit organization, that's the transition I'm looking to make right now. Please keep me in mind. Guess what? When they see a job, a project manager role, opening in a government agency, you're top of mind. You don't want people to have to guess about how they can help you in your job search. Like, you're already asking them to help you by sending opportunities your way, making contacts, making connections. They shouldn't have to now do the brain work of, will this job be right for her? Will this job not be right? Should I make this connection? Should I not make this connection? Girl, ain't nobody got time for that. They're not going to do it. They're not going to keep you top of mind if they have to do brain gymnastics to figure out if they can help you. When you can say, hey, I'm trying to transition into the education industry, into the tech industry, into the marketing industry, into retail, like you have a specific space you're trying to go into. When people see opportunities come up, they can, like, you, they have connected you with those industries. Oh, here's a role in retail. She said she wanted that. Let me send this to her. Or, oh, here's a role in education. She said she was trying to make that shift. Let me send this to her. So when you have clarity about your industry, you are better able to tap into your network and ask for support from your network. And then the final clarity that you need to find a fulfilling career and successfully job search is compensation clarity. You need to be clear about how much you're trying to make. And I should say how much you specifically are trying to make, not what you think society thinks you should be making, or not what you think will make you look good in front of other people, or not what you think you're supposed to be at, but genuinely, what is the amount you're trying to achieve? When I work with my clients, we do a cost of living exercise to help them really clarify their actual cost of living, including the luxuries, the buffer, the investment goals. And then from there, do research about the market value of the role they're trying to achieve, looking at their experiences, their history. And that's how we come up with an ideal salary range. So before you job search, you absolutely, before you even start job searching, you should absolutely know the amount you're trying to secure. Not go look at the job market, see what people are paying, and then adopt that number. No. Because if you do that, you will waste time looking at, asking about, talking about roles that actually are not even aligned because they're not in the range you're trying to get into. You need to first know, hey, this is the amount I'm trying to make, so that when you're looking at job boards, it's so much easier when you see something that's below that range, you don't even waste your time looking at it. When you have clarity about the amount you're trying to make, it also helps you apply to the right jobs. I remember working with a client once, and I remember this one so clearly. She was trying to secure, like, increase the salary to 100K. And she was looking at creative management roles. And so when I already was a bit like, I don't know if that's going to work, but let's do the work. And when we're looking and doing the market research, the creative management roles were consistently between like 70 and 85K. So I was like, girl, like, this title that you want doesn't match this salary that you want. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work. So we needed to find a different title, a different role that would actually get her to the compensation she desired. And what we ended up doing was we realized that she could do a director of creative engagement, something like that. It was still in that creative management line, just a higher level. And she was qualified. And this is something, like, when I'm working with my clients, I'm big on being in integrity. We don't apply to jobs just because we want more money. Like, are you actually qualified, while balancing that with not underselling yourself? Because that's what this client was doing. She didn't think she could apply for the director level role, which is why she was shortchanging herself. But the salary she wanted was at the director level role. And she had years of experience that could position her for a director level role. She ended up securing a director level role with more than the salary she wanted. But when you don't have clarity about the amount, the compensation you're trying to secure, it's so easy to undersell yourself, to shortchange yourself by applying to jobs that are actually below what you should be earning, and it's easy to waste time looking at, applying to, talking about jobs that aren't even really going to work for you because they don't align with your financial goals and your financial needs. So there you have it, the five types of clarity that you need to find a fulfilling career and have a successful job search. I hope you found that helpful. I would love to hear from you. Which of these clarity do you think you still need that you haven't heard or you haven't clarified first? If you're watching this on YouTube, you can comment below and let me know which of these clarity you need to develop. If you're listening to the podcast episode, you can just DM me on Instagram. I'm at hercareerdoctor. I would love to continue the conversation offline. And if you are currently job searching and you're listening to this and you're thinking, I don't have any of this clarity, I know that I need it, but I need help getting clarity so that I can secure an aligned job with a five-figure salary increase, then I invite you to work with me in my private career coaching service. So private career coaching is where I work with women one-on-one to help them secure a fulfilling or aligned job with a salary increase. If you just go to privatecareercoaching.com, and that link is going to be somewhere, right? If you're on YouTube, it's in the description. The podcast is in the show notes, but it's just privatecareercoaching.com. You can learn all about how I helped multiple women secure aligned jobs while increasing their salaries by $13,000, $20,000, $50,000. So without starting over in their career. And this is what I help women do in my private career coaching service. When you go to look at it, you'll look at that website, you'll see the option to schedule a free 30-minute coaching fit call. That call is there to give both of us a time and space to make sure that it is a fit, right? Like, that's why it's called a coaching fit call. I want to make sure that I can help you actually secure your aligned job with the five-figure salary increase. And you probably want to make sure that it's a fit, that you like me, that you want to work with me, right? Like, we need to make sure that it's going to be a good fit. So you'll see the option to schedule a complimentary 30-minute coaching fit call. And on that call, we'll talk a bit more about your career so far, your goals, what you've been struggling with. And then I'll let you know the three specific ways I will help you secure your aligned job with a five-figure salary increase. And if it's a fit, we'll go from there and take the next steps to start working together. Again, that link is privatecareercoaching.com. So check out privatecareercoaching.com if you need help getting clarity so that you can stop wasting hours on LinkedIn trying to find a job. Stop wasting hours applying to jobs only to get ghosted. Stop wasting time and energy looking at jobs that you're not even sure you'll like. Like, when we work together in private career coaching, it makes your job search so much simpler and so much more effective and efficient and a lot less anxiety inducing. So check out privatecareercoaching.com and take the first step to working with me to help you job search so you can secure an aligned job with a five-figure salary increase. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you get notified when new episodes drop, and leave us a review or a rating if you're listening on iTunes, if you're listening on Spotify, whatever platform you're listening to. Leaving a review or a rating helps the podcast grow. It helps the platforms realize that more people want to hear the information that I share on here and gets this in front of more eyeballs. Thank you again for your time, and I'll catch you in the next episode.